USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The impeachment trial of President Trump is over. He was acquitted on both articles. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
He was acquitted without facts. He was acquitted without a fair trial. And it means that his acquittal is virtually valueless.
Democrats are expected to bring up the impeachment through the elections, but GOP leader Mitch McConnell's hoping to turn the attention to legislation.
We're looking at infrastructure, we're looking at a parks bill, we're looking at land and water conservation. There are, even in the midst of the election, some things that I think we can do together.
The president is expected to make a statement about the impeachment around noon on Thursday. 92% of the precincts have now reported on Monday's caucus vote in Iowa. Pete Buttigieg is still slightly leading Bernie Sanders. Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden are trailing. This is USA Radio News.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
More Super Bowl celebrations are playing out this week. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has some details.
A parade was held in downtown Kansas City celebrating the Super Bowl championship of the Kansas City Chiefs. The parade ended with a rally held at Union Station in downtown Kansas City, where head coach Andy Reid told the millions of people in attendance,
"Hi, so listen, we appreciate everything that you did for us. The support's been phenomenal. This parade is second to none, man. It's the best in the NFL right here. You should be proud of yourselves. So listen, one more thing is next year we're coming right back here. One more time, baby. One more time."
On Wall Street, stocks rally to records as concerns ease on the coronavirus. The Dow is up 483 and the Nasdaq up 40. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The long-awaited movie about the Lynyrd Skynyrd plane crash is finally being released. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with details.
About 4 months after this performance at the Oakland Coliseum, three members of the band died in the 1977 crash in southern Mississippi. The movie Street Survivors tells the story of the crash through the eyes of the band's former drummer Artemis Pyle. He survived the crash and helped pull survivors from the wreckage. Production of the film was halted in 2017 after a lawsuit from the families of the victims. That decision was overturned in 2018. Street Survivors, the true story of the Lynyrd Skynyrd plane crash, premieres February 16th at a film festival in Hollywood. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A weather battle zone is taking place as winter is back in the news in the northeastern part of the U.S. with areas of flooding rain, dangerous ice, and a blanket of heavy snow through Friday. After a spring-like warm surge in the region, the same storm is already responsible for heavy snow over the southern plains and rain in the south. They're expecting airline delays. Road conditions will range from wet to icy, with black ice likely to form over bridges and overpasses. They're expecting trees to break from snow and cause power outages. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.